Knowledge of the neuroanatomic correlates of spasticity is also important. Previously, it was thought that lesions of the lateral cortical spinal tract are the only ones that are responsible for spasticity. However, studies published in the recent years have shown that damage to this tract alone has not resulted in spasticity, and those that have likely have accompanying damage to other cortical or spinal tracts that are nearby.